Medical Center, I'll ring computer medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping, 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blanket, red blanket.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 17th of August. The prepper tip today is to work with your team, recreate with your team, and most important of all, pray with your team. After a two-week absence, we have back with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz, the author of, well, we think 24 or 25 books. We're not sure. He has probably two dozen websites. We only give out a few of them to get people started with his work. Here's the beginning of that list. Listen carefully. WarOnWeThePeople.net. Next one I listen to when I'm working. It's great background music. 528radio.com. Then we have JudicialCorruptionNews.com. Next, a place I do some shopping myself for some great items. HealthyWorldStore.com. And then RevolutionTelevision.net. And finally, MedicalVeritas.org. Welcome back, Doctor.
Thank you, John. Great to be with you again.
Got a headline here. I just ran across this. There was a video here. I believe it has an English translation. The Russian Minister of Defense, Lieutenant General Kirillov, he says the following, that the plandemic is a creation of the United States to take over the world. And they name names, apparently saying that we have... Barack Obama and Joe Biden and others, George Soros, were behind this, the Clintons, to have this plandemic to take over the world. I think this couldn't come at a better time. How about you, Doctor?
You know, John, that's actually accurate, but it's kind of a little off the mark. It's not simply COVID and the emergence from the Fauci NIH grant mechanism that financed the Wuhan labs. It's really about the overall diversion of attention away from the smart cities and the nanobioelectronics that are advancing extremely rapidly to replace civilization with a virtual cyborg colony. And now that may sound like a crazy conspiracy theory, but it's actually what is really happening based on science, based on finances, based on what World Economic Forum leaders, including Bill Gates, who invested in Arizona, in major, major smart city in Arizona. You have Google that went into Toronto, that were turned down in Toronto, that went to Detroit, and then basically they forgot the fact that in Detroit you have churches, many churches that people didn't want to get rid of their properties that included the churches. So suddenly Google and the CIA couldn't operate a smart city, which involves this integration of consciousness, human consciousness, basically that is intertwined with computer consciousness, artificial intelligence, and this whole movement. So everything that's happening in terms of the destruction of the population is all moving us into this objective of transforming, converting civilization into a neurobioelectronic. It's actually nano neurobioelectronic. And this is where the vaccines come in with graphene and the technologies and the bioelectronics that have been heavily suppressed. Look at everything that's being suppressed, and you always see the same picture. that is forming here, that this is what is the greatest risk to civilization, the greatest challenge to God and we, the children of the great creator. It's a satanic agenda. It's basically justified by criminal psychopaths for power and money. And basically, this is where we're heading right now. And everything that I'm witnessing, you know, interesting news. You know, we're living in fascinating times. But every single thing on every single news show, whether it's right wing or left wing, is a diversion off of this greatest challenge to God and Earth's history.
Roger that. There's a follow-up here. General Kirillov says the following. The United States is planning a new pandemic with new viruses. No surprise to you, is there, Doctor?
No, I've been saying that that's what's coming for a quarter century already, since the book Emerging Viruses came out. And I realized, for example, again, dealing with Russia. During the Cold War, I mean, this was shocking to me. Imagine, you know, a young doctor, the graduate student, public health investigator, new to the scene, really. I had just really completed my Harvard training, postdoc, and I realized that by going into the little-known scientific literature and the government contracts that the United States had been feeding Russia's biopreparat organization, military,
really?
The biological weapons during the Cold War. Now, I thought, what the heck is this all about? It didn't make any sense. But
no.
Now when you see the globalization and the financing of both Russia, China, it's all one globalist organization. Again, that feeds into where now the wealthiest elite, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum people, the Saudi prince, all of these people are heavily investing now in this this globalist agenda to develop new cities. Take a look at what's the crime and the decimation of our cities. Look at what's happening in New York with this insane mayor of New York now. Look, the degeneration is a plan, and nobody's talking about the bigger picture. The bigger picture is to take out the cities, to replace the cities. Look what happened and what's on the wire about Maui. You know, the total despicable loss of Lahaina and Maui, devastation. What's that about? What happened in Greece? The same thing. Firestorm. They call it, quote, wildfire. The name designates a psychological operation. It's a psyops. It wasn't wild. They don't even know the source, they say. So this is all the same story, giving us the picture of what's really going down that nobody's talking about it except you and I.
Well, Doctor, you spent many years of your life living in the state of Hawaii. I was hoping you may have some insight into what's happened. It may be early. You've been in contact with folks that live there, I believe, or at least I hope, haven't you?
Yeah, indeed I do, John. I still have litigation in state and federal courts in Hawaii. And I know intimately the disgusting corruption that, in my opinion, there's two things that are triggered in my consciousness about these of the Maui disaster. It is, number one, karmic. I know personally the governor of the state of Hawaii, Josh Green, is a complete fraud. He is the governor of the state now. How do I know Josh Green, for example, is I debated him on PBS television back in 2015. Yeah, that the segment I think is still up. It's called The Great Vaccine Debate of 2015. It's up on revolutiontelevision.net. And you can see what a fool this guy is. But I was in the green room. You know, before you go on the show, you sit in the green room and discussions with the other guests. So I had already done some research to show that he had been accepting campaign financing from major multinational corporations, particularly the pharmaceutical cartel. So I asked him point blank. I said, are you concerned about this? He says, I don't receive any money. I have no financial biases. He lied to me. He lied to me right then and there. And I should have, unfortunately, it was an excellent program. Excellent, excellent debate. But I should have made it, you know, my intention to expose him right then and there. He then became lieutenant governor. Now he's governor of the state. And what happens now, feeding the conspiracy theory groups, which I think are very, very, very legitimate in many, many ways, that he went to the United Nations and actually opened the door for UN involvement. Now, there you're opening the door to Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, the Rockefeller cartel that controls the United Nations at this point, and the World Health Organization. That also feeds into your comments and questions about emerging diseases, new plagues that are being lab-created to loose for depopulation, profitable depopulation. That's the agenda. So that's the World Health Organization under the United Nations, which again go back. Who financed the United Nations? You got the Rockefeller cartel. So you got the Chase Group. You got the CIA. You've got all the major players from the Rothschild League of Banks. It's what's called the Rothschild League of Banks. That includes Goldman Sachs, that virtually controls the U.S. economy, the U.S. Treasury. All of the major officials from U.S. Treasury came out of Goldman Sachs. So this is the manner in which the geopolitics and economics is being manipulated, and it feeds right into the diseases. And Josh Green was a medical doctor. Josh Green was a lying, a virtual scumbag. Now, this guy goes to the United Nations a week or so before the Maui fires and says to the leaders of the United Nations, we in Hawaii welcome your involvement and wherever, you know, the world needs to go in terms of whatever transition, which any fool now taking a look at the scientific literature and where the money's going, would have to conclude it's going into smart cities. And so the theory, the conspiracy theory that they set the fire, and they've been starting fires so often. I mean, I did a book called Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. That came out 3 months before 9/11. Death in the Air, before 9/11. In June of 2000. And one before 9/11, 3 months before 9/11, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare came out, and there's a whole section on fire starting, and I witnessed that in northern Idaho and the Great Northwest. So this is, again, whenever they say wildfire, why are they don't even know the source. Why are they calling it wildfire when it's mostly man started? People admit that. The experts are already in agreement about that.
Right.
So
right.
Basically, you know, this opens it up. You can't get rid of the people fast enough for the development of these smart cities and the investments that are keeping up now with the artificial intelligence that feeds into the vaccination injections of the bioelectronic devices, such as the graphene hydrogels, which basically is causing all the problems that we've been talking about.
Absolutely. Doctor, our first caller is Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit.
Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, Dr. Horowitz, again, for taking my call. Mr. Moore started the second hour with that statement from that Russian military official. I just have two thoughts in that connection, leaning in the direction of Dr. Horowitz, that Russia has its own version of the mRNA injection. I think it's called Sputnik. I used to call it GMI for genetic manipulation injection, but I think more narrowly it should be called IED, that is injectable electrical device. So that's the first thought, that how come Russia has its own version of the injection? And the second is that more than a year ago, Russian Orthodox Church appealed to its followers or adherents to take that injection. So just please consider those two things and verify that, and as they say, draw your own conclusions. That's all I have to say. Thank you again. I'll hear any response, if any, off the air.
Well, Okay, thank you, Ahmed. Yeah, well, what Ahmed is saying, and I know you also understand this, Doctor, that Russia does have its own form of the mRNA, and it's there's always a lot of information that seems to be at odds with each other, doesn't it, Doctor?
Right, John, and so does China. One of the alert I gave to the White House, the Secretary of Science under Trump, Drogemeier, this was virtually immediately. It was actually February, I think, February 7th or 8th in 2020, just when COVID was just becoming an issue.
Right.
I wrote that I witnessed online the main library, government library source, news source, posting an article on China's complete takeover of the pharmaceutical industry, virtually. That's how it read, and particularly the vaccinations. This was just where, you know, COVID's coming out, the vaccine issue is starting to heat up, and I see that there was a censorship that had happened over 24 to 48 hours, and then they replaced the article. And that became part of a memo that I wrote to Drogemeier that was picked up by several CIA agents and then spread. I got a lot of attention. It was a very popular pleading that I laid out that formed the basis for my urging President Trump to host a coup. He needed at that point, if he had acted upon intelligence at that point, if intelligence like the FBI and the CIA were not corrupted as they are, the smartest thing would have been at that moment when COVID is starting to emerge and when this whole plot for globalization and depopulation and diversion off of the artificial intelligence and the nano-bioelectronic control of civilization, as this whole movement is coming forth, it would have behooved Trump and all of us to have a new government installed from top to bottom, which is what they're talking about needing right now. And God bless, you know, God bless the white hats in government, because they're too few and far between, in my opinion. And we need that complete revamping. But the memo dealt with the fact that something big was happening in China as well as Russia with the vaccination issue, because they were following their own kind of like policies and plans, and they were taking over everything, including mandating vaccinations for every Chinese citizen. So the entire communist world is all about that. It's all about injection, no choice, no freedom of choice, no real serious intelligence analysis, no real look at the science and the secreted bioelectronic devices in the most modern vaccinations. This is again part of the bigger picture that we're looking at, John.
Before I get to our next caller, when you say China took over the pharmaceutical industry, you mean the United States pharmaceutical industry?
I see the main hub of the pharmaceutical cartel is in England.
Okay.
The Wellcome Trust. If you look at Purebred Institute,
and that's what they took over.
They said they were ousting the status quo. They were forming their own manufacturing and vaccine distribution policies and networks, and that they came out with the definitive policy on that they're not going to trust the West's vaccinations anymore. So Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were out. You know, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca. No, China was going to have its own vaccination.
Gotcha. We have a break. We have callers on hold. We'll break back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, if the arthritis pain has you down, check out the Energy Cleaner and the mattress pads that go with them at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, listen carefully to these websites. It'll get you going to understand his work. WarrenWeThePeople.net, 528radio.com, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Doctor, our next caller is Lady J in Missouri.
Happy birthday, John. We have a saying, the truth is stranger than fiction. And I believe what I'm about to say is the truth. A man by the name of Andrew Basiago was entered into Project Pegasus as a young child. And he says that chronovision and teleportation were developed when the Vatican Ernetti, a Benedictine monk, had his partner, Gamelli. They were both studying harmonic patterns of Gregorian chants for their special qualities to heal and center people spiritually. So while making a small change to a microphone, Gamelli heard his father call him a pet name. At that time, they realized they had discovered a window to the past by capturing residuals of sound and past events, so that by 1952, they had a flat screen showing moving events from the past, including the crucifixion and resurrection of Yeshua. By 1972, the Chronovision evolved to the fourth dimension after the Vatican gave the Chronovision to the United States to develop. And I believe they used Nikola Tesla's information to develop this Chronovision, so that we now have the ability to move troops, planes, tanks, vehicles, etc., to precisely where we want them. But we're not doing this. It's been kept secret in the confines of the industrial military complex. And the Colgate-Palmolive dynasty secretly funded Project Pegasus on behalf of the U.S. defense technical community to avoid oversight by Congress. The CIA, of course, controls Chronovision and teleportation jump programs. Now, President Nixon discovered that people were amassing or were using this technology to amass fortunes, and he wanted to stop it. But he was set up by creating the Watergate scandal through the CIA. So Chronovision, the CIA knew ahead of time that Bill Clinton, Bush Sr. and Jr. and Obama would be future presidents. And now, in 2015, 60 Minutes reported that the CIA had over 300 members of Congress with Swiss bank accounts. This scandal enabled the completely independent president, Donald Trump, and his vice president to be elected. And until Trump, we had CIA operatives as president. So if the CIA continues to manipulate and control elections and everything else in the world that they are, we will lose our country and the countries of this world. Just look at what happened to Ecuador and what is happening now in Hawaii. That's my comment.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your call, Lady J. Doctor, you have any response before the break?
Fascinating thesis, Lady J. Wonderful thesis. I can corroborate, confirm all of the elements that you talk about. It's fascinating. And I came to the similar conclusion of the risk of this teleportation, as you mentioned, Chronovision, through what's called Project Stargate. And I came to Stargate because of Colonel Jack Kingston, the Joint Chiefs of Staff at the time, and in National Intelligence Corps in Washington, who, by invitation, drove me around Washington, D.C. to view all of the Masonic elements that the city is laid out with all the monuments. And that he was likewise already into this kind of research and development. He was writing a book. I don't know what happened to Jack Kingston. I haven't spoken to him probably since 1997. But what you're talking about is very, very consistent with the CIA's Project Stargate. It deals with the teleportation of the film, actually the film topic of the men who stared at goats, where consciousness could be actually directed to enable time travel, space travel. And that was long before Vernon Nepi and Edward Close, the researchers in mathematics and metaphysics, came out with their model and proof of not only God's existence and proof of not only the continuation of the human soul after death, but they came out with the explanation of how this teleportation might be operating via the various dimensions of space-time that are simultaneously operating. So there's nine dimensions in their triadic vortical model by Nepi and Close.
Hold on, doctor. We'll get back to this after the break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back. Listen, gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. So I got some great photos of myself at the Red Pill Expo, myself with G. Edward Griffin, Dr. Brian Artis, others, including Ambassador Alan Keyes. I was his bodyguard 20 years ago when he had an appearance in St. Louis. Great photographs, great time. And products that will help you achieve your goals, such as the Liberator Rocket Heater. You like being warm and cozy and save money? We'll talk about that more at the top of the third hour. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner, helping people all over the planet get their lives back. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, lots of websites. I'll just give out the newest one to get us back on track here. That would be warandwethepeople.net. I say again, warandwethepeople.net. Doctor, we have one of my neighbors holding to tell us about her property her and her husband have, which we would love to have you be our neighbor. It's big enough that you could have a business there, running a clinic, having people come in and visit with you and get healed before they return to wherever they came from. The Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Jen. Good morning.
There you are. Linda, if a local young man had a rifle on the parking lot of the local high school. Would it be accurate to say, the principal may ask, is it properly sighted in, young man?
Right. That probably would be his first question.
Yeah, that's it.
Or maybe how big the deer was that he got with it.
Exactly. It's a different world where typically 8 and 9 year old boys and girls get their first deer at that young age, and we have a special deer season just for youngsters, don't we?
Right, there is. Yes, and I think families have looked forward to it for generations.
That's right. It's a great neighborhood, and as we say, some people go on vacation, other people live there. The Log Lodge in Yoakum Road has clientele. It's a high-end bed and breakfast, clientele from Europe and from Asia. They expect a beautiful home in pristine condition that's been featured in Better Homes and Gardens. And to buy any home that's been featured in Better Homes and Gardens is a pretty extraordinary thing, isn't it, Linda?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure that's quite rare, really.
Of course it is. They only feature a few dozen homes per year out of the tens of thousands that exist. And, ladies and gentlemen, there's about 30 photographs at my website. If you like what you see, contact me. I'll put you in touch with Linda. She has a beautiful video. You can take a video tour. And then it's time to set up a personal viewing, isn't it, Linda?
Yes, yeah, especially this time of year.
Well, we'll work around our guests that come in from Europe and Asia. They expect privacy, so we have to work around the guest schedule, don't we?
Right. We would have to do that, of course.
Of course. Beautiful time of year. We've had some very pleasant weather. When the lights are out, even in the wintertime when the leaves are off the trees, you can't see any electric light bulbs in 360 degrees from this place, can you?
No, you cannot. No, it's beautiful. All you've got are the stars and the moon.
This time of year, we got the frogs and the crickets. The coyotes do their thing. Birds and bugs and beautiful weather. Ladies and gentlemen, you want a home big enough for four families to occupy and not be too jammed up. This is the place. And the price is very reasonable. I think about, four pickup trucks and four bass boats would play for it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just where we are. I mean, you know, that's where we are.
Yeah, you're right. It's crazy.
So, Linda, thank you for being with us. And I'm still encouraging Dr. Horowitz to consider getting the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, which can continue as a bed and breakfast if a person doesn't want to live there full time, can't it?
It sure could. Yeah, it sure could. If someone's not ready to retire or move out just yet, yeah, it definitely could continue to.
Everything's in place. We got the clientele. We got the cleaning crew ready to go. Linda, thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Doctor, our next caller is JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Hey, guys. Great show. Doctor, we missed you. Glad to have you back.
Thank you, JP.
So, hey, some good subjects today. I was wondering, have you ever read the book Masters of the Far East? It's an old book. I think it was 1920s it was written. Anyways, it's a great book about the topic you're talking about. If anyone's interested, Masters of the Far East. I think the author is Spalding, I believe. It's a 100-year-old book, but it talks about these men's journey to Tibet. And in Tibet, they met these masters that were doing exactly what that Lady J was talking about. They're able to project illusions, teleportation, out of bodies, and they were able to project images on the screen. And these guys that went there journaled it and wrote all about everything they did. It's quite an amazing book, but I could confirm the Stargate because I was trained by Major Danes, who's in the Stargate, helped start it. So that was a real thing the government was doing. And they're basically catching up with the masters of the Far East, you know, if you think about it, you know, like Solomon and all those guys. I'm sure they were deeply into the cult. What do you think about that, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about Freemasonry. Think about Jack Kingston's involvement in Project Stargate and his interior intelligence that he was amazing. And again, he was heavily involved in Stargate. And think about the source of the intelligence upon which Freemasonry is based. It's all based on the mystery school mathematics, the ancient Pythagorean mystery school mathematics that deals with the simple truth about physics, how physical reality comes from vibrational frequency technology that is the creator's technology. So this is part of the secret of Freemasonry. And frankly, it all intertwines where we heard that the harmonics and the harmonic patterns of the Gregorian chants, there was 150 some odd Gregorian chants that were secreted by the Roman Catholic Church. And when you, in 1998, when we recovered the original musical scale, the Solfeggio, which the hymn to St. John the Baptist, that's the most spiritually uplifting hymn of all the ages. It was sung to six notes, six frequencies. Today we have the scale do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. The third note, do, re, mi, the Mirigistorum in Latin miracles, is 528. It's all about how God works. So this is the great challenge now. You have artificial intelligence advancing with the smart city concept, with the population controllers who hate God, they hate religion, they hate families, they hate people getting together. Look at what they're even doing. Every aspect of what we're witnessing, such as, you know, sexuality and questioning what's a woman versus what's a man. I mean, this massive amount of confusion causing chaos now and divisiveness divides us and our souls and our spirits from God. And that's the big picture. That's the great harmonic for healing. It is the Holy Spirit. I've said it on this show many times. It is always the Holy Spirit that does all of the healing all of the time. It's never drugs. It's not even surgery. You know, a good surgeon is worth you know, their money. But the fact of the matter is, what does the healing, it's energy, it's spirituality, it's frequency resonance. And so that's where now this whole understanding of where the secret societies, including the Central Intelligence Agency and the main movers and shakers in the pharmaceutical cartel, where their knowledge base is completely different from ours. We've been dumbed down and spiritually suppressed. The objective is to separate us from God. And that is actually the number one crisis that we face as a civilized people.
You're such a genius, Doctor. I got to give you props for that. And it's such a great to hear where you're coming from, because I taught at the University of Wisconsin, the music department. I played Celtic music on stage, and that music is thousands of years old. We play with harps, traditional wind instruments, and we get to a level, I'm telling you, in those sessions when we play music, it's like we're floating on the clouds. We're channeling that energy, and I could actually feel that when I'm playing with really talented musicians. And when you're around geniuses like yourself, I mean, it's like you're around beautiful, genius people, especially in music. You bring down that vibrant 528 energy, and it's very prevalent. But you could also see the demonic energy, and I'm very aware of that in the music today with the rap, and especially these shots, Doctor. And I got to correct Ahmed before, just one quick correction. The Sputnik and Asino are not mRNA. They are natural vaccines, you know, with the dead virus in there. So from my limited research, I don't think the Chinese and the Russians have been giving their people poison. What do you think about that, Doctor?
Yeah, I don't know enough about what they're giving people, but I don't trust communism, nor do I trust who's controlling capitalism. So the bottom line is the only person, entity I trust is God. And, you know, my faith is what opens that door to have me, enable me to do what I do. And again, John and I have discussed on this show how we were saved, physically saved numerous times, where we should have bought it. We should have died. And miracles happened, like angelic presence and protection happened. So now you enter into this realm of the metaphysics. And when you're talking about music, you're talking about what I'm talking about with 528. We need a miracle to get us out of this mess. The only miracle that I see is 528. That's the miracle note. That's why I've been saying, I've been decreeing and challenging the orthodoxy of the world's religions. If Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6-8 points to the key of the house of David that opens doors that no man can open, closes doors that no man can close. It's the miracle note of the original musical scale, the solfeggio. So that when you're talking about, you know, being engaged in that flow, you're in the zone of bliss. That's where the creative inspiration, and you see it, the bodies of the vocalists and the musicians, they become the instruments. They are in tune. They're in divine communion with the Creator and the Creator's vibration of love. And that's Jesus's ministry. That's the salvation message. There's only one salvation message. It's Jesus's message of love. And love, I believe, is 528 frequency. Why do I say that? Read the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, and then you'll see why when we pray, the power of prayer goes into that zone of bliss. It goes right into God's ear, and from God's heart is administered through your heart, which in the Asian culture, in the field of acupuncture and Oriental medicine, this is the greenish-yellow color. This is what we're breathing. We're literally, look at what's giving us oxygen, the breath of life. The Bible talks about the life is in the blood. Jesus says that I am the truth and the life. The life is in the blood. Okay, so oxygen, we're living off of oxygen. What color is chlorophyll? It's 528 green. It's beautiful. So it's so simple. It's right in front of our faces. And this is the ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics that's been heavily suppressed from we the people over the millennia. And the revelations that we're talking about now are crucial to we winning in the end, which is where we're destined. We're destined to have, it is in Revelation 14:1, where we win. There's a number of people like you. There's a number of people like John Moore. There's 144,000 that gather in the end times that sing a new song in such a way as to instantaneously and miraculously deliver the energy frequency resonance back into righteousness, into communion with the Creator, so that we can have a lawful and sane civilization coming out of this insanity that we're witnessing.
Amen. 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 God bless you, sir.
God JP, bless you, too.
Thank you for the call, JP. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. Doctor, any prognostication on when they're going to release the next make-believe pandemic?
Oh, it could be any day. You know, what's interesting to me is that, remember we used to use the metaphor of boiling a frog. We were all frogs.
Right.
Yeah, now it's gotten beyond that point. We're in a deep dive. We're really like right now heavily going down. And again, maybe I'm mistaken because I'm always like 15 years ahead of my time, you know, in what I'm, you know, prophesying. But to me, we are in such a deep dive now where chaos is degenerating everywhere, everything and every person's brain, and it's all psychological operation that we're witnessing beyond this, you know, chronovision and television. It's simple, straightforward behavioral science that's being used to manipulate population. And I'm seeing on every level the degeneration of law and law enforcement. All of it feeds into what is already on tap: manufacturing, artificial intelligence, robotics, the drones, weaponized drones to replace the police because you can't keep law enforcement operating in these cities that are being overwhelmed by the immigrants and the poverty that's increasing and the damage to society. The questioning of sexuality, of who we are as human beings, you know, the whole concept of know thyself. Well, gee whiz, now every aspect of reality, quote unquote, or let's say Fauci says the new reality, the new norm. I mean, this is a disgusting psychological operation to take us away from our relationships with the God. And that relationship is fundamental to everything that we're going to fight and die for. John, you know it. I know it. The question is beyond the question of when are they going to release the next bioweapon, which could be tomorrow, is when are we going to have a civil war? Because that's what's absolutely being created. They're creating a civil war.
It seems. That'll be the response to the next pandemic. We have our last break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Doctor, we got two callers on hold. We'll see if we can try to squeeze them in here. First, Catherine in Maine. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Dr. Horowitz and John. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Horowitz, two questions. One, could you please put a paperback copy of that book up on Amazon, or at least a couple, and I'll buy it today? The Real Da Vinci Code?
The book is called Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. That's the book that you're talking about, Catherine?
Yes, and it's only in hardcover right now, and Kindle won't work for what I need it for. I have to have a paperback. I can't afford the hardcover, but it's $189.
Well, see, what the problem is that the industry is so corrupted right now. People are selling my books. Love, the Real Da Vinci Code is the hardcovers are out of stock. They need to be reprinted, but nobody's reading very much anymore, so you can't invest. So that means you're relying on Kindle. And Kindle, I believe, has that book in a downloadable form as well as in a soft cover. You can order it for very inexpensive.
Kindle is not enough.
But then, third parties, people then, let's say they buy two or three books from Kindle for, let's say, $25, and they put it on the internet for sale for $150, $200. And I see this as part of the insanity of the entire system that's been corrupted. The publishing industry is completely turned upside down. So
I don't want to not have the other caller get on, but this, what I need is paperback sent new from the publisher somewhere, paperback, and I can't afford the hardcover that's for sale that appears to be new, not used. So anyway, if you have a paperback, if you could put that up on Amazon, I would be grateful, and I will probably buy it today or tomorrow. So if you could do that. And the second question I had was, how do you manually clean your teeth each day? Do you use that dental instrument with the little hook on the end, the metal one?
I use every mechanical device that I can in order to clean every side of every tooth in my mouth before I swish with liquid dentist. And I'll use proxy brushes because I have bridges. I have some crowns. I actually even have a couple temporary fillings that I've put in myself in order to just, buy time before I have to go have a crown replacement. But basically... You have to maintain it clean. It's self-care, and you can maintain your teeth really wonderfully for very long periods of time without going to the dentist if you mechanically clean and then use liquid dentist.
Thank you,
Doctor. Catherine, thank you for calling. We're out of time. We have a top-of-the-hour break. We'll be back with Brady. Thank you, Doctor. We'll be back next Thursday.
Thank you, John. God bless.
Okay. Top-of-the-hour break. We'll be back with Brady. We'll be right back.
I'm Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.